English Express， 轻松英语之旅。
大家好 ，I'm Selena。
Hello, everybody. I'm Philip. 今天啊，我们来听一则关于联想和 NBA 的新闻，好不好？
好啊，一个是 PC 巨头，一个是体育顶级赛事，肯定有看头。
Okay, let's listen to the news firstly.
Listen carefully.
Lenovo Group Vice President Li Lan exchanged souvenirs with Mark Fisher, Managing Director of the NBA's Beijing office. Lenovo established a partnership with the NBA, the latest effort by the world's third largest PC manufacturer, to raise the international profile of its brand. The deal, which establishes a long-term marketing partnership, was announced in Beijing. It is the last bid by the world's third largest PC manufacturer to raise brand awareness through sports events.
前一阵联想收购了 IBM 的个人电脑，也就是 PC 事业部，现在又牵手 NBA 在美国造势，联想真的是什么都敢想。
一起来看看新闻是怎么说的吧。 Lenovo Group Vice President Li Lan exchanged souvenirs with Mark Fisher, Managing Director of the NBA's Beijing office.
新闻中说，联想集团副总裁李兰和 NBA 中国区总裁马富生交换了纪念品。
Here we've got several words. Lenovo Group, 联想集团，后面的 Vice President 指的是副总裁， Vice 就是专门用来表示副职的，例如 Vice Chairman 副主席， Vice Governor 副省长。
没错， Exchange Souvenir 就是交换纪念品。既然交换纪念品了，看来双方之间的合作已经达成了某种意向。究竟是什么意向呢？往下看新闻。
Lenovo established a partnership with the NBA, the latest effort by the world's third largest PC manufacturer to raise the international profile of its brand.
新闻中说，联想和 NBA 确立了伙伴关系，这是世界第三大 PC 制造商致力于提高其国际品牌形象的又一举措。
来学习一下这里的单词 Partnership P-A-R-T-N-E-R-S-H-I-P 就是指合作关系。例如我们可以说 Joey promised to take me into partnership in his firm. 乔答应让我成为他们公司的合伙人。
The latest effort 呢，指的就是最近的一次努力。这里的 latest, L-A-T-E-S-T, 就是最近的。例如 ,the latest news, 最新消息。
The world's third largest PC manufacturer, 就是世界第三大 PC 制造商。在这里呢，就指的是 Lenovo, 联想。这里的单词 manufacturer, M-A-N-U-F-A-C-T-U-R-E-R, 就是制造商的意思。例如 If goods are not well made, you should complain to the manufacturer. 如果货物质量不好，则理应向制造商提出控诉。
Raise the international profile of his brand, 提高国际品牌形象。单词 profile, P-R-O-F-I-L-E, 本意指的是侧面、轮廓，这里指的是形象。Brand,B-R-A-N-D 就是品牌了。
Okay, let's go on. The deal, which establishes a long-term marketing partnership, was announced in Beijing. It is the latest bid by the world's third largest PC manufacturer to raise brand awareness through sports events.
相关协议在北京签署，从而确立了双方在市场营销方面长期的合作关系。这也是联想这个世界第三大计算机制造业巨头通过体育赛事提高其品牌知名度的又一尝试。
说起来，联想还真是比较钟情于体育方面的营销战略呢。比如德国世界杯之前，联想不惜巨资聘请小罗做形象代言人。可以说签约小罗是联想又一次大手笔的品牌运作。
是啊，看来联想是铁定了走体育营销的道路。 像这次又一个大型长期的营销活动，这里的 long term 是长期的意思，与 short term 短期的相对。例如长期投资，我们就可以说 a long term investment。
Another word bid, B-I-D 就是试图努力的意思。例如 He made a bid for middle class support。 他努力试图得到中产阶级的支持。
单词 awareness, A-W-A-R-E-N-E-S-S 指的就是意识、认识。例如 An awareness of the importance of eating a healthy diet 就是认识到健康饮食的重要性。在新闻中，这个词指的是消费者对于联想电脑的品牌意识。
嗯，没错。好了，到这里啊，我们今天的新闻内容就讲解完了。一起回顾一下今天新闻当中的重点词汇和词组吧。Exchange, 交换。
Souvenir, 纪念品。
还有 partnership, 合作关系。
Manufacturer, 制造商。
Profile, 形象。
Awareness,意识。
Okay, that's today's news story. Let's listen to it one more time.
Listen carefully.
Lenovo Group Vice President Li Lan exchanged souvenirs with Mark Fisher, Managing Director of the NBA's Beijing office. Lenovo established a partnership with the NBA, the latest effort by the world's third largest PC manufacturer to raise the international profile of its brand. The deal